Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, now this one unfolding tonight ought to be just as competitive as the South girls return to the top as they, well, beat Bloomington North and Edgewood the other night to return the trophy to the case at Southside. Same scenario for veteran coach Larry Williams, whose Panthers lost the title to North last spring by 6 points. But, you know, one big asset this spring has been the Panthers spreading things around depth points-wise, flexibility being, well, the ace in the hole, as Coach Larry was telling me.
It is, and we've been able to, because of it, been able to put kids in different positions, and we've spent a couple meets trying to figure out what will be the best for us. You know, probably typically probably a few of our kids on another team, you might see them doubling, maybe even tripling. But we've been able to keep them maybe in a single rate. We don't have to double back as often, and we can spread them out. And again, the depth is really showing through. Sometimes, you know, they think they have to do so much more than what's within their own reach, and they start pressing, and then when they start doing that, then they start faltering a little bit. And so we've really been pushing on them to make sure and just go out and do the job that you've been training to do. Really, what we're going to have to do to beat Bloomington North and to beat Edgewood is we're going to have to score multiple people in an event.
Well, that's veteran South track field coach Larry Williams. The likes of Chase Washington in the hurdles, we have Maverick Teary, Jack Gillard, the Hensleys, Luke and Ethan, just to name a few. All kinds of potential headline makers come Thursday. Obviously, Kobe Sterner of Bloomington North. He has mates Drew Warren, Isaiah Hollers. They're thinking the same thing, of course. Teddy Waxler is another one that comes to mind. How about the WIC champs? Austin Haskett of EHS. Micah Mobley loaded too. John McLaughlin, Noah Beasy. I mean, they're looking for crowns. So it all starts with field events at Siebold Track at 5:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Wrap up to the regular season for the baseball Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis tonight as Maryland pays a 7:05 visit to the Barb. Coach Chris and I chatted Wednesday after practice as he headed on the road recruiting, but he left the club with a little perk after Tuesday's road win down at Louisville. Hoosiers exploding for 6 in the 10th inning after 2 men were out.
Well, I actually just left, you know, the field. I told them I'd get them ice cream, and we drove in so many runs. So they're sitting back there eating ice cream right now. So you got to bribe them some way. But we talked about, you know, the elephant in the room about stepping in there and having good at-bats with runners in scoring position, and they've had a good week of doing it.
Other than the obvious, what needs to be done to get the scratch out these 3 wins and go into the Big Ten with a 6-bagger?
You know, our mindset right now is just on us playing good baseball, getting our bodies right. We feel good about ourselves right now and what we've accomplished this season. So
it's good to see Matt hit the ball well, and Logan, they got a nice, you know, 6-game hitting streaks coming at the right time. And, you know, it was going to take Luke Miller, you know, time to get back in and get hardened into the pitching. And it seems like he's getting in a nice groove. Everything he's hitting is hard, Chris.
Yeah, I thought he had a home run last night. He hit it off the top of the wall, you know, there in Louisville. But he's getting into his groove. It was nice to see Logan Kalitha play well last night. I mean, we had some pieces starting to come along. Jeremy Houston's had some great at-bats. I mean, it's just been a nice group over the last week, you know, and teams go. They go a little up and down, and that's why pitching and defense is so important. Usually you can stay in games, and then when you're hot offensively, you have a chance to take off, and I feel like we're kind of getting to that point where we're playing good baseball.
That's Hoosier baseball head man Chris Lemonis. Jonathan Stever gets the ball tonight against the Terrapins, who are 9-11 in the league. Hoosiers start the 3-game series 11-9. 7:05 first pitch. I'm Joe Smith.